Detective, starring the world's greatest magician, Blackstone. He tells you the inside story of The Riddle of the Talking Skull. And right after the story, Blackstone will explain tricks that you yourself can perform. Reveal the guarded secrets of the world's greatest living magician. Now, stand by for Blackstone, the Magic Detective. And now to Blackstone's Magic Studio.
You know, Blackstone, every time I come to your magic studio, I see something different. You've got so darn many gadgets.
Sure, that's all the stuff he uses in his act.
That's right. It's taken me years to build up a magic collection like this one.
Say, what's that little horror you've got perched on that shelf over there?
Well, that skull? I'm quite fond of that.
Well, I'm not. It gives me the creeps just to look at the darn thing. Ooh, it's so... Well, it's so ghoulish.
Rhoda hates me to work an act with that skull. She says it reminds her of the time it really talked.
You say it... Talk? That sounds like a story.
Yeah, one I'd like to forget.
Oh, come on, Rhoda. I want to hear it. What happened, Blackstone?
I'll tell you if Rhoda doesn't mind.
Oh, well, I'm your stooge, Blackstone. Remember?
Well, it all started after one of my shows. Rhoda and I were packing up the equipment when all of a sudden there was a knock on the door.
Oh, who the devil?
Oh, well. Come in.
Hello, Blackstone.
Nemo. Well, I never expected to have you come backstage at one of my shows.
It was a very good act tonight, Blackstone.
Why, thanks.
I have a better escape act than that one, though.
Oh, you have you?
Oh, Miss Brenda, I didn't see you.
I do a mean disappearing act myself from time to time. And then, poof, I'm back.
You do?
Oh, yes, I come, I go.
Well, I came to see your employer, Mr. Blackstone, if you don't mind, Miss Brent.
Of course not. I can take a hint as well as the next girl. As I was saying, I come and I go.
And what's on your mind, Nemo?
That escape act of yours.
So? What about it?
I've got a better one.
What makes you think so?
I don't think. I know. I've come to make you a proposition, Blackstone.
Well, what is it?
Well, Mr. Blackstone, you're supposed to be the world's greatest musician. And I thought that if you'd be willing to try to escape from this cabinet of mine...
You want to see if I can do it? Is that it?
That's it. And frankly, I don't think you can. I think that I'm the only person who can get out of this particular cabinet.
Well, it sounds interesting. I'd like to take a crack at it.
If you fail, Blackstone, you realize, of course, that makes me a better magician than you are.
I'm willing to take a chance, Nemo.
Take a chance on what?
I want to see if Blackstone can escape from the cabinet that I've constructed.
Of course he can. He can escape from anything.
Ah, my press agent again. Well, shall we be on our way out to your place, Nemo?
Well, here we are. Now we'll just go down these stairs here to my magic grotto.
Magic grotto? That sounds fancy.
It is. My whole magic workshop is hewn out of the solid rock under this land. Watch the stairs there, Miss Brent.
Right.
Do I have to dig myself out of this cabinet of yours, Nemo?
Well, an ordinary man might have to, but you may be able to think of something cleverer than that. After all, you're a magician, as I am.
Is he any good as a magician, Blackstone?
Only fair, but he's such a nice old fellow. I like to humor him. Aren't we almost there yet, Nemo?
If we go downstairs much farther, we'll hit China.
We're practically there. Careful you don't trip on this step. And now, the light switch. My magic grotto.
Well, you have quite a layout here.
I'll say you have.
Well, I think my magic equipment is one of the most complete collections in the world. Not counting yours, of course.
But where's the cabinet I'm supposed not to be able to get out of?
Well, it's not really a cabinet, Blackstone. It's more a cell. Here it is, right over here.
Cut out of solid rock, like the rest of the grotto, isn't it?
Except for those huge bronze doors.
You think you can get out of there, Blackstone?
It will be quite a trick.
I can get out of there. I figured a way. It's my life work, Blackstone. I've always wanted to figure out a cabinet that only I could get out of. Well... This will be the test.
May I look around inside?
Go on inside.
Golly, Blackstone. Nobody could ever get out of here.
Well, there must be some way. Nemo says there is.
Hey, he shut us in.
Hmm?
Nemo, let us out. Nemo! What's that noise? It sounds like a hornet.
Evidently, these brass doors have an electric lock of some kind.
Well, that means we can't pick it, doesn't it?
Well...
Locking us in like that.
It's a test, Blackstone. I had to lock you in before you could look around. That's the only way it could be a true test.
Blackstone, look. Huh? That skull over there against the wall. It's talking. Its jaws are moving.
A very usual magician's trick, Brilda. You ought to know that. Nemo evidently has some sort of wire hooked to it so we can hear him talk. We couldn't hear a sound through these walls.
Don't try to call me, Blackstone. These walls are too thick. I couldn't hear you.
Guess you were right, boss. What do we do now?
We tried to get out. Got any ideas?
You're the magician. I just work here. Look, I hate to bring up anything as everyday as breathing at a time like this, Blackstone, but this place is airtight.
Well, that means we've got to hurry before we use up all the air in here.
It's getting awfully stuffy already. Think fast, Blackstone.
Can't pick an electric lock, no hinges on the doors to lift off, no windows.
You're sure Nemo doesn't just want to get us out of the way so he can be the greatest magician in the world?
Well, of course not. He's just testing his cell, that's all.
Could be a sort of expensive test if we both end up dead or something.
Impossible to batter down the doors. Can't dig our way out through solid rock.
I can't breathe, Blackstone. I gotta get out of here.
Lie down, Rhoda. Take very shallow breaths. It'll save the oxygen. Poor old fool. Trying a stunt like this.
Are you making out all right, Blackstone? Or am I the greatest escape artist in the world?
About 10 minutes, and he will be.
Rhoda, I have it.
Are we out of here?
Get me the skull. Hurry.
The talking skull?
Yes.
Why? You can't break the door down with that. It's solid rock.
Go on, stop the talk. Hurry. I've found the way to get us out of here.
How did you get out, Mr. Blackstone? I don't get it.
It was very simple once I got the combination.
Oh, yes, a mere nothing. A child could do it.
Do what?
It was the skull, really. I knew from past experience that the jaws of the skull were operated by a very powerful magnet. So I took the magnet out and used it to pick the lock.
Pick the lock with a magnet?
Using the magnet, he moved the tumblers of the lock through the brass door just the way a burglar would do it with a pick.
It was simple, really. It only took me a few seconds once I got started.
Poor old Nemo. He was so disappointed when he saw that door swing open.
And so another mystery was solved by magic. Tell me, Blackstone, do lots of magicians use talking skulls?
Oh, quite a few.
Could you tell me more about them?
No. They're fairly complicated and a magician's secret. But here's a trick I will explain to you.
What is it?
It's a mental trick that anyone can do. Of course, it takes power of concentration. How good are you at concentration, Rhoda?
Good enough. You don't ask me to spell it.
Well, you will have to do some spelling. But none of the words are as difficult as concentration. Could you spell pencil, for instance, or cigarette?
Well, of course.
All right. Here's a pencil and a cigarette.
Any more?
Yes. Now a hat and a watch. Your lipstick. Thank you. Now an ashtray.
Anything else?
Suppose we put a book on the table, too. That makes 7 objects, doesn't it?
Pencil, cigarette, hat, watch, lipstick.
Ashtray and book. Yes, that makes 7.
Now, Rhoda, I want you to concentrate upon one of those objects, but don't tell me what it is.
I've taken one.
Good. Now I want you to turn your back, and when I say go, you are to think of the first letter in the name of the object that you choose.
Okay.
Each time I say go, you are to add another letter, mentally, of course.
And what happens when I reach the last letter?
Then you say stop and turn around. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. I'm touching an object on the table so we can start our spelling. Go.
Do you touch an object each time?
Yes. Go. And go. Go.
Stop.
I've stopped right where I am.
What
is it, Rhoda?
You're touching the book, and that's what I was thinking about.
You mean you were spelling the word book?
Yeah.
Clever, aren't I, Rhoda?
No, uncanny. But how
well,
in the world...
think it over a few minutes, my dear, and we'll try it again. Well, Rhoda... Hilda, ready for another try?
I certainly am. I'll turn my back and you can start.
All right. Go. Go. Go.
Stop.
Right here, Rhoda. I'm pointing to the hat.
Well, that's what I was thinking of, all right.
Dolly Blackstone, can't you ever miss?
Not with this trick, and I'll show you why. You see, I point to any object the first two times I say go. But the third time, I point to the hat.
Why the hat?
Because it has three letters, Rhoda. So when you were spelling hat, your count ended with mine.
Well, that's right, so it did.
And for the fourth letter, I point to the book.
Because there are four letters in the word book. You hit that one, too.
And I can hit all the rest of them. After book comes watch with five letters.
Then pencil with six.
And ashtray with seven.
Then lipstick with eight and cigarette with nine. You can't miss when you choose objects with a different number of letters.
Hat, book, watch. Yeah, but suppose nobody has a watch.
Then use a clock or a knife instead. Anything with five letters.
And for eight letters, you could use a magazine instead of a lipstick.
That's right. For that matter, you can leave an object out and just touch anything on that number because it won't count. But there's one thing you must be careful about.
Never to have two objects with the same number of letters.
That's right. Make sure they're all different and keep count of the letters in each word. You will always end on the chosen object. I hope, ladies and gentlemen, you enjoy that trick. And now, until next time, this is Blackstone saying good magic and goodbye.
With us next time when the world's greatest magician, Blackstone, tells us the story of the Whispering Buddha and explains more tricks that you yourself can perform. Listen in again to Blackstone, the world's greatest living magician.